们先请读几处的圣经。
Brothers and sisters, let's read a few passages in the Bible.
路加福音第一章七十八。
Luke chapter 1, verse 78.
路加福音第一章七十八跟七十九。
Luke chapter 1 verses 78-79.
因我们神怜悯的心肠，叫清晨的日光从高天临到我们，要照亮坐在黑暗中死硬里的人，把我们的脚引到平安的路上。
Through the tender mercy of our God, with which the day spring from on high has visited us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and the shadow of death.To guide our feet into the way of peace.
所以这位我们的主呢，把我们的脚引到平安的路上。
So this one, our Lord, He led our feet, He guided our feet into the way of peace.
诗篇二十三篇。
Psalm 23.
诗篇二十三篇第三节。
Psalm 23, verse 3.
他使我的灵魂苏醒。为自己的名引导我走义路。
He restored my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake.
引导我们这些人，他的羊呢，走义路。
And He lead us, His sheep, in the paths of righteousness.
再读一处《使徒行传》第九章。
Acts chapter
9. 使徒行传第九章一跟二节。
Verses 1 and 2.
扫罗仍然向主的门徒口吐威吓凶杀的话，去见大祭司，求文书给大马色的各会堂，若是找着信奉这道的人，无论男女，都准他捆绑带到耶路撒冷。
Then Saul, still breathing threats and murder against the disciples of the Lord, went to the high priest and asked letters from him to the synagogues of Damascus, so that if he found any who were off the way, whether men or women, he might bring them bound to Jerusalem.
所以信奉这道的人，其实就是路中之人。
Those who believe in this way, they are the people of the way.
对，就是在走在这个路上的人。
They are walking on this way.
我们再有一点点祷告。
Let's have another word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们每次来到你的面前，我们心中觉得何等大的稳妥。
Lord Jesus, our hearts have such assurance whenever we come before you.
主啊，每次当我们想到我们有许多得罪你的地方，许多软弱的地方。
Every time we think of things that we sin against you and a lot of weaknesses.
主啊，每次来到你面前。主啊，我们向你承认，主啊，你总是完完全全的接纳我们。
Every time we come before you and confess to you, you accept us, you receive us back.
主啊，你再次在我们心中，主啊，点燃那个向你的爱，也恢复我们那个走路的力量。
Lord, light up the love towards you in our hearts and also give us the strength to walk this way.
但愿你今天在我们身上，在我们每个人身上做这样一个点活的工作。
Lord, that you do this lighting up.Work in all of us.
好，叫我们再一次的力上加力，主啊，能够跟随你走这条道路。
That strength unto strength, Lord, we can follow you to walk on this way.
祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. 在前一阵子的时候，有一次我跟 Andrew 弟兄有点交通。
Early on, I have some fellowship with Brother Andrew.
我们弟兄有个感觉，就是这一年呢，我们需要。好好恢复学习扎根。
That this year we have to return to learn how to take root.
或是说另外一个词就是补课，就是过去缺欠的呢，我们需要回过头来思想一下，需要再重新再好好的学。
Or to say we have remedial lessons, all the things that we are lack of, we'll go back and do it again.
对，所以我回家就思想要怎么样去扶持这样的一个。这样的一个学习。
And when I went home, I thought about how I can help in this matter.
对，所以但是我回去想想之后，不晓得为什么我觉得主要我交通一下跟道路有关的事。
And when I was before the Lord, somehow the Lord wanted me to share on this matter of walking the way.
那其实我也不太明白，因为我过去的观念是，道路是比较不是太基本。
And before, always think, you know, the way is not the basic thing.
对，有时候我们说我们要有生命的增长，这是比较我们基本的应该能够好好的明白来学的。
When we say our lives need to grow, this is something very basic that we need to learn.
但是有时候讲到道路，好像是比较成熟的基督徒，好像才比较能够明白这件事。
When we talk about the way, sometimes we feel this is for more mature Christians.
我本来不太明白为什么，但是我上礼拜天听了 Andrew 的交通。
But that Sunday after I heard Alberta's sharing.
对，他里面就是有讲到道路的事情。
He mentioned the way in his sharing.
对，我想这也算是一个对我一个印证。我今天试着照着我的领会呢，来多有一些的交通。
And this also confirmed what I felt inside, and I will share accordingly.
那个弟兄姊妹啊，当我们信主之后呢，或者说我们信主之前啊。
Brothers and sisters, before we believe,
我们每个人都在走我们人生的道路。
We are all walking our life's way, our life's path.
对，这是大家常说的，就不信主的人也常说，我们在走一个人生的道路。
A lot of non-believers, they said we are walking in this life.
但是到底在走什么路，然后要走到什么地方去，没有人知道。
This life's pathway, where are we going? Nobody knows.
应该是说知道了，反正那个路。尽头就是坟墓，那个是知道
的。But of course, we know at the end of that way, it's the grave.
但在这个过程当中，到底要走什么方向，要怎么去哪里，还是非常的迷茫的。
But in this whole journey, where are we going? It's the direction. Where are we going? We are still lost.
所以就算是你表面走对呢，我就像我刚刚讲的，最后的结局还是坟墓。
And outwardly, you can be walking on the right path, but in the end, you're still going to the grave.
那当然，对我们基督徒来讲，我们知道说那个结局是灭亡，永远的灭亡。
But to Christians, we know that it's the end. It's destruction. It's perish.
所以有时候，哎呀，这个如果没有神的话，我实在觉得不晓得怎么走人生的路。
If we do not have God, then we don't know how to walk this our life's pathway.
我年轻的时候。我不会下围棋，但是我很喜欢看围棋。
When I was
go game 那个围棋。
Okay. When I was young, I do not know how to play this go game.
但是我喜欢看。
But I like to watch.
对，我很多年没有看。
It's been a long time since I last watched.
但去年我看到一个新闻，叫做那个人工智能竟然把。那个职业最强的棋手给他打败了。
Robot actually beat the best player.
AI 就是那个 artificial intelligence.
Oh, okay.
哇，我那时候很震惊，因为以前的观念里面，我觉得100年内这个不可能发生的。
And for me, I don't think it will happen within 100 years.
然后没有想到，我竟然目睹这个事情竟然发生了。
I actually witnessed this in my lifetime.
所以我就去看了一些围棋。
So I went to look at the go game.
这个棋是这样子啊，有的时候呢，你下错一手呢，后面就完全不同。
If you have a misstep, you know it's all different after that.
对，或是说一个棋子你本来应该放这边，你放到旁边去呢，那个可能也是一个很大的不同。
So if you're supposed to put in one position, but you put it in another, then the outcome will be very different.
所以那个下棋有点像人生。
Playing that game is like your lifetime.
当做一个错误的决定，或是你走错一步路的时候呢，后面真的是满盘就不一样，也许是满盘皆输的。
If you make a wrong decision or you take a misstep, then you know the end of it, you might lose everything.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果没有主的话。有时候我们真的不晓得这件事情该去哪里，这件事情该怎么做决定。
Brothers and sisters, so if we do not have the Lord, then we do not know what to do with this, where to go, how to make this decision.
对不对？你来到美国，跟你留在中国，你往后的人生根本就是完全不同的。
You would come to the States, and if you stay in China, then your whole life will be very different.
所以我心中实在很感谢主，就是信主之后呢，有神。是我们的好牧人引导我们走一生的路途。
I really thank the Lord in my heart that after knowing Him, after believing in Him, we have Him as our shepherd to lead us in our life.
几年前我提过一点这个事情。
A few years ago, I mentioned this.
有一位这个 女孩子呢，她来这边念书，但是只能够念八个月。
There was a girl who came to study, and she can only stay for 8 months.
那我们希望她能够在这个有限的机会里面能够相信主。
And we really hope that she can believe in the Lord in this very short period of time.
但是很困难，因为虽然她愿意来听福音，但是怎么传呢？都觉得她都觉得好像没有太大的需要。
It was really hard because, even after preaching to her the gospel, she doesn't have the need.
对，到了她临走之前的倒数前两天。
Probably 2 days before she left.
对，哦，没想到那天她还是来听福音了。我本来以为她不会来了。
We thought she wouldn't come, but she came.
就那天主给我一个感觉呢，我需要交通诗篇23篇当做传福音。
And the Lord gave me a burden to preach with Psalm 23.
那时候我有点挣扎，因为我从来没有用过诗篇23篇传福音。
I was struggling because I've never shared the gospel with Psalm 23.
对，我一直觉得那个诗篇是给已经信主的人讲的。
I always feel the psalm is for those who have believed.
但不管怎么样，我就顺服下来，就这样子交通了。
And I submitted to the Lord and I shared.
对，没有想到在结束的时候。
And at the end of the meeting.
对，这个女孩子她突然说一句，她说。他说：“如果我的人生呢有主做我的引导的话，我愿意有这样的一个接受这样的一个事情。”
She said that if my life I can have the Lord to lead me in my life, I would want to make this decision.
对啊，那天我真的是非常的惊讶，哎呀，感谢主。
I was very surprised, but I thank the Lord.
我想表达就是，我们实在好像心中有个需要。不晓得怎么走啊，不晓得怎么做决定。
We have this need that we don't know how to make decision and where to go.
但如果人生呢，真的有主，有那位神呢，做我们的引导的话，我愿意要。
But indeed, if there's a God who can lead us in our life that we said we want.
所以弟兄姊妹，但愿我们彼此勉励呢，我们能够一同做一批是走在主道路上的人，路中之人。
That we can encourage one another that we'll be all be walking on this way.To be people of the way.
其实我之前在查经组交通过，但我现在讲什么叫做路。
I want to share what is the way.
那就几个月前啊，我在思想这件事情的时候，好像就是我是这样的领会。
When I was thinking about this, this is how I've received.
路可以分成两个方面来看。
There are two. You can look at it in two different ways.
就一个方面呢，是路是它的目的是要到一个终点，一个目的地。
The way is to lead you to a destination. To there's end.
对
a ，destination.
所以它有一个方向呢，指引人，或是顺着这条路指引到一直到达到那个目的地。
There is a direction to lead you to direct you.To that destination.
所以这应该很容易明白，对不对？
That's very easy to understand.
我记得我初中的时候。
In middle school.
我们在念那个中国地理。
China geography.
对，所以我地理不错，那时候是地理小老师。
My younger brother was a he was very good in geography. He was like a teacher.
Little teacher.
Little teacher.
所以比如说你说什么什么京沪铁路这些都要背的。
You have to memorize like the Beijing Shanghai Railway, right?
南京到
上海。南京。
所以比如说他考试考一个题目，他说从北京一直到广州呢，你要怎么坐铁路？
They have an exam question from Beijing to Guangzhou, which railway, you know,
which track
you have to write down which way to get there.
对，所以我不要小看我中国的地理 ，OK. 所以那个每条铁路呢，都有它的终点，它要到什么地方去。
Every railway has their destination where it is going.
就像我们这边一样，我们这个35号公路是往德州。
Just like here, the Interstate 35 leads you to Texas.
然后94号如果往西到西雅图。
And on 95, you go west, you can go all the way to Seattle.
对，假设 Jet 要找那个孙弟兄，请他证婚。
Let's say if Jet wants to have brother son to hold to
facilitate
to officiate his wedding.
Okay. 那个，然后他那个，如果他不走九十，他往走三十五。
If he doesn't take 95 and he takes 35.
对，他走到德州就去找到了中弟兄。
Ah, and you have landed in Texas and found Brother Chung, but he'll be so busy to come.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们如果路走错的话，你根本就达不到那个该去的一个目的地。
So brothers and sisters, if we take the wrong way, then we can never reach the destination.
第二个方面啊，我觉得像是一个路，有点像是一个做事或是一个生活的一个方式。
And another way is the way you do things or the way you live.
有时候我们说，有的人进了社会呢，他是走一条投机取巧的路。
Some enter into the society and they took the path of like an opportunist.
对，或是有的人他是比较做稳健踏实的路。
Or some may be very down to earth.
所以现在有一些网络上什么网红啊，这些都是快速致富的路啊。如果红的话，对，就是 YouTuber 很 famous， 然后像 YouTube 上的 star，
some are very famous under social networking。
对，所以这个方式呢，你也发现那也是像是一个路。
And this the way you do things is like it's a way。
对，有时候我们可能小时候同学。我小时候同学有当流氓的。
I have in my elementary school there were friends who were like gangsters.
所以我们就说他好像人生走了一条歪掉的路了。
It's like they go a wrong way, a crooked way.
对，我的大学，我念大学的时候，我念的是计算机工程系。
When university I studied computer science, computer engineering.
然后我们收的人很多，一百个人分了 A 班跟 B 班两个班。
There are about 100 of us into A and class A and B.
对，我所在的 A 班就很奇怪，我们两班的那个性格都很不一样。
I was in class A and then did a very different personality in both classes.
对 ，B 班就是很乖乖的在那边用功念书。
In B class, they are very good, they were just studying.
对，然后我们 A 班呢就有很多各式各样的不同的人。
There are many different kinds of people in the A class.
对，有一次我毕业之后呢，有一次我在路上，走在路上有那个小摊贩卖唱片。
And after I graduated, and I was walking on the street, and I saw people selling CDs.
对
，and on the road.
我看到一个唱片，这是我以前的。Roommate 是我以前的这个室友。
I saw a record. It was my roommate.
对，然后我听说另外一个同学他后来是去炒股票。
And one was into stocks.
所以我听说就每次开同学会的时候，他都在坐在旁边不出声音的。
Every time when we have our reunion, he's always sitting there by himself.
但是每次当付账的时候，他就跑出来通通付掉。
When it's time to pay the check, he will come out and pay the check.
然后我还有一些同学就出来，毕业之后就出来开公司，就做生意。
And there were some of them who came out, graduated, and they opened up companies.
对，同样是这个计算机工程系的同学。
We were all in computer engineering.
你发现大家走的那个路呢，那个方式是不一样。
But the way we live is all different.
所以 B 班大部分人呢，就直接考研究生，然后就进了这个电脑的工业界里。
In the B class, they all went for their graduate studies and they entered into the industries.
所以弟兄姊妹，其实当我们信主之后呢，走神的路呢，也许我可以从这两个方面我来表达。
Brothers and sisters, after we believe in the Lord, There are two different ways to take.
对，我们要一直的追求神在我们身上，那个目的跟那个最后的那个目标在哪里
？We need to continue to pursue the purpose of God in our lives, and where is the destination?
所以，当有一次有个弟兄，有年长弟兄交通到这个主题的时候
，When an elderly brother shared this topic,
他说我们需要基督徒呢，需要有个。意念呢，我们要好好去追求神在我们身上所定的旨意。
We have to seek to know God's purpose in our lives.
或是称我们称它叫永远的旨意，听起来高深一点，永远的旨意。
Or we can say it the other way that we will seek to know the eternal purpose of God.
因为神是有目的的神，他不叫我们信主之后是漫无目的。
Because God is a God of purpose, and He doesn't want us to be without a goal.
他就讲了一件事，他就讲了一个感觉。
So He spoke about His a sense in Him.
然后就弟兄姊妹，就是有时候我们很看重我们的家庭，这是好的，这没有错。
Sometimes we put emphasis on our family. There is no wrong with that.
对，然后我们也在经营我们的家庭或者我们的工作。
And we manage our house and we manage our work.
他就说啊，你想想看，家不经营家庭也不容易哦，不容易。
It's not easy to manage your household.
但是就算把你的家弄得好像在地上过得很幸福。
Even if you manage your household, it's as if it's full of happiness in there.
如果我们不知道神的目的，那又怎么样呢？
But if we do not know the purpose of God, then what good does it give you?
对，你就家庭一个也不错一个美满的家庭，然后就过了一生，然后最后结束，他就说这又怎么样呢？又有什么意义呢？
He shared that if you have a happy family and you just lead your whole life, and then what else?
所以我们弟兄的意思就是说，如果没有神的那个目的的话，我们不管在地上做什么多通达，到后来也都是虚空。
So if without the eternal purpose of God, however much we have in this world, how much success we have, it's of no use.
所以另外一个方面有关我们的方式，追求主的方式也是路。
The other thing is the way we pursue, that is also a way.
我们必须彼此提醒啊，警醒，我们是不是还是很单纯的在追求爱慕我们的主
？We have to remind each other: Are we still watchful in pursuing the Lord?
所以，如果我们的方式错的话呢，就永远都达不到神要的目的。应该说，在我们有生的年日，达不到神要的目的。
If the way we pursue is not right, then in our lifetime we will never reach the purpose of God.
所以，弟兄姊妹，当以前啊，我。以前我第一次听到说，哦，原来有一些神学院的教授本身是不相信耶稣的。
When I first heard about professors in the seminary who personally they do not believe in Jesus，
啊，那是我第一次听到，我真的是完全是 shock， 完全是太惊讶了。
I was very shocked when I first heard about that。
我说你在教神学，在教。或者说教神的事情，你自己可以不接受耶稣，不相信他是救主。
How can you not believe in Jesus and accept him as your personal savior when you are teaching theology or teaching things about God?
好，对，过了一些年日之后，我就觉得啊，这个也其实也不奇怪了。
But after a while, I do not feel this is something that's strange.
因为有人呢，的的确确是在好像在走，就是追求主的方式呢。是把圣经当作一个学术来做研究。
But indeed, some pursue God and they used the Bible like a textbook and they do research on it.
所以他们可以把这个圣经读得很熟。
So they can be very familiar with the Bible.
然后把那个圣经的所有的这个历史背景都研究得相当的透彻。
They are very good at all the history and all the background of the Bible.
然后整个组织架构也都可以。好像一个教授教出来
，and all the structure in the Bible they can just teach like a professor.
但是却完全碰不到我们的主
，that they didn't touch the Lord.
所以弟兄姊妹，这其实也发生在基督徒的身上。
This also happened among Christians.
虽然一个人是相信，真的相信接受主了
，indeed the person truly believed and accepted the Lord.
但在追求主的路程上面呢，好像把对主的认识当做一种跟他有关的事情来认识。
But on the way to to pursue him, they only go for things that are about him.
所以这样子的话，根本就是达不到目的的。
And this will not lead you to the destination.
对，所以如果当我们读圣经，我们跟主有交通。
When we read the Bible and we have fellowship with the Lord.
然后里面的话语呢，成为我们属灵的食粮。
That the word in there is our bread.
成为我们里面真实的那个供应。然后让我们能够长大。
Indeed, it is our supply for within, and that we can grow.
这个路，这个方式呢，就对了。
And this way is right.
它可以 有机会把我们带进神的那个最后的目的。
And it can bring us to the end of what God wants.
好，所以当 Andrew 弟兄上礼拜交通的时候，我听到他讲到三个方面的时候，我其实蛮惊讶的。
I was shocked when I'm surprised when I heard Brother Andrew sharing about that three different ways.
因为那也是我几个月前心中所想到这个三个方面。
And also it was what I thought about a few months ago.
我其实哈，如果照着圣经里面来看，或者照着我们的经历来看呢。可能我们可以描述这个路，从很多不同方面描述这个路。
Maybe from our experience, we can describe it different ways.
但是其实路只有一条，就是我们的主。
But the way, there's only one way, it's our Lord.
但我们可以用不同方式去描述他。
But we can use different ways to describe him.
对，比如说最近有一些我们年轻的弟兄姊妹唱一首诗歌叫《恩典之路》。
Brothers and sisters sang the song "The Way of Grace."
对，所以我们。走这条路的时候呢，是靠着主的恩典在那里扶持，我们常常支取他的恩典往前走。
And when we walk this way, we appropriate His grace and walk, continue to walk.
对，有时候我们说，我们要走一条信心的路。
Sometimes we say we walk a path of faith.
没有错，我们每一步呢，都是要学习凭着信，然后他引导我们，我们来仰望他。
Indeed, that every step of the way we need faith, and we look to him.
然后刚刚我们不是读到有平安之路，要引导我们走对的那个义路嘛
？And we have read about the way of peace and the way of righteousness.
还有一本书，那个本人约翰，中文翻译叫做《天路历程》，我们在是一批走天路的人。
And John Bunyan, he wrote the Pilgrim's Progress, and we are walking the Pilgrim's Way.
或是那个
Heavenly Way.
对。走天路，但我想这个三个方面，我试着今天能够把它强调一下。
And I try to emphasize these three points.
那个，请翻到启示录二十一章第一到三。
Revelation 21:1-3.
启示录二十。一章一到三节。
Revelation 21 verses 1 through 3.
我又看见一个新天新地，因为先前的天地已经过去了，海也不再有了。我又看见圣城新耶路撒冷由神那里从天而降，预备好了，就如新妇装饰整齐，等候丈夫。我听见有大声音从宝座出来说：“看哪，神的帐幕在人间，他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自。”与他们同在，做他们的神。
And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with the men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God.
对这个方面我称它叫做教会身体的路，不是说一个神掌权的路。
And I say that this is the way of the church, the body of Christ, where God reigns and where he has authority.
也就是说在所有宇宙的这个末了的时候，记载在启示录的最后面。
That at the end of the universe, it has been recorded in Revelation.
所以其实在那个最末了的时候呢，那个就是神的目的。
And this end, this very, it's God's purpose.
对，我们要知道神最后的目的呢，我们要看最末了是什么样的光景。
When we want to see what God wants to gain, that we have to look at this end.
在末了的时候，我们看见有一个与神相配的那个教会呢，在那里成为他的心腹。
Then we see that the church who is compatible with Christ becomes.His bride.
然后在那个范围，或者称新耶路撒冷的那个地方呢，神还有我们的主耶稣呢，永永远远的在那里做王掌权。
In that sphere, or and you said in the New Jerusalem, that God and Jesus forever reign.
所以你会看见有一个基督的整个身体呢，成型在那里，并且神在那边是做王掌权。
And you see that the body of Christ take form in there, and the Lord reigns and is king.
所以这是第一个方面。
So this is the first part.
那第二个方面，我们看一下《使徒行传》第二章二十八节。
And second, Acts chapter 2, verse 28.
使徒行传第二章二十八节。
Acts chapter 2, verse 28.
我借用这边哈，你已将使徒行传二章二十八，你已将生命的道路指示我，必叫我因见你的面得着满足的快乐。
You have made known to me the ways of life. You will make me full of joy in your presence.
我称它有几个名称啊，我称它叫做生命的道路或是里面的道路。
I would say this is like the way of life or the inward way.
当主耶稣那个死的时候呢，那个帐那个隔开至圣所的那个叫做幔子。从上到下列为两半。
When the Lord was on the cross, when he died, the veil that was between the holy of holies and the holy place split into two.
对，所以他为我们开了一条又新又活的路。
So he has opened up a new and living way.
这条路呢，叫我们能够进到那个神的那个面前最深的地方。
That we can come before the presence of God in the deepest place.
所以弟兄姊妹，今天我们基督徒最深的地方就是我们的里面。
And brothers and sisters, the deepest place for Christians is inside us.
对，在灵的里面呢，那个主在那里与我们同在。
And God is.Yeah, the Lord is there with us in our spirit.
所以这条又新又活的路呢，把我们带进我们走生命的路，走里面的路。
So this new and living way brings us into walking this way of life.
所以这个我觉得比较像是刚刚那个第一点，那个教会的路呢，比较像是一个目标、目的。
And the way of the church is like the destination, a goal.
然后这个方面我觉得比较像是一个方式，是我们从借着里面的路呢，生命的路。能够达到那个目的。
And this inward way is like a method that this way can lead us to that goal.
然后第三个方面。
Thirdly,
马太福音第七章十四节。
Matthew 7:14.
马太福音第七章十，就十四节。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 14.
引到永生，那门是窄的，路是小的，找着的人也少。
Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it.
但我不是说一定完全能够完全把它们分开了，不能完全分开。
I can say that I can separate them all.
但是试着这个描述的时候呢，我用三个方面来描述主的路。
I will use three ways to describe it.
所以第三个方面呢，我们称它叫做。十字架的路，或是顺服降卑的路。
A way of the cross, a way of submission, a way of humility.
其实也就是奉献的路。
It's also a way of consecration.
所以弟兄姊妹，当这个有时候弟兄有些基督徒看的时候，他们说：“哎呀，这个是什么窄门窄路？到窄门小路到底是什么东西？”
And sometimes we said the narrow gate and the narrow way. What is that?
对，其实孙弟兄以前也来过，也提了。
And brother Sun has mentioned to us also.
那照着我们今天的领会哈，当我们跨过那个愿意把自己交给主、奉献给主的那个门槛，我们开始进了一个窄门。
When we step over that, when we pass through consecration, we start entering through the narrow gate.
对，的的确确感觉是窄的。
Indeed, you feel it is.Narrow.
对不对？你过去可以照着你自己想干嘛就干嘛。
In the past, you can do whatever you want.
对，很宽啊。
It's very broad.
我想做决定，我自己做决定，或是谁给我参考，那我就这样子做决定。
I can make a decision the way I want it, or I just ask for some advice and I'll just make a decision.
现在不行啊。
But I can't do it now.
我现在，主啊，你觉得这条路或是这个决定好吗？我要先问你。
I have to ask the Lord, what do you think about this decision?
你发现你的选择变少。
And you feel like your choices are very limited.
所以这个门一进去之后，就开始引到我们开始走一条十字架的那个窄路。
And through this door, we start to walk this way of the cross. It is a narrow way.
所以在整个过程里面呢，不断的让主掌权。
And in the whole process that the Lord reigns.
主啊，你做主，你在高高，你是那位坐高高的坐宝座上的主呢，我愿意服下来。
And Lord, you are sitting there high up on the throne. I'm willing to submit.
虽然我的路好像或者选择变少了，变窄了，但是我知道 你引导我的路是不会错的。
Even though my choices are few, but I know that the way that you lead me on will not be wrong.
所以弟兄姊妹，刚刚讲到一条里面的路呢，生命的路，叫我们的生命能够成熟。
That inward way, the way of life will lead us to mature.
然后有一天我们可以跟主耶稣相配。
That will be compatible to the Lord.
然后这条顺服十字架的窄路呢，叫神一直的掌权。
This way of the cross, this way of submission, this narrow way will that the Lord will reign on.
当到了最后结局的时候，我们发现我们的神，我们的主呢，完完全全的掌管他的权柄。
That the Lord will reign continually, and at the end, that He will have complete reign over us.
所以弟兄姊妹，其实这个路哈，早就在创世纪的时候就已经把它稍微显已经有开始显明出来了。
Brothers and sisters, this has already been revealed when it was in Genesis.
大家很熟悉的亚当夏娃有一个在原伊甸园的园子当中有一个生命树。
Adam and Eve, and in the Garden of Eden, there's a tree of life.
然后有一个分别知识善恶树。
There's a tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
所以创世纪有人称它叫做种子的书。
In Genesis, some have called it the book of seed.
虽然有一些图画，但那个图画里面。那个好像藏着或是蕴含着这个属灵的意义。
As if the picture is there, and then it has the spiritual meaning in there.
所以发现很明显啊，一个是生命树，一个是知识分别知识善恶树。
One is the tree of life, one is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
所以就是我刚刚讲的，一个是走生命的路，里面的路，一个是走外面的知识的路。
And one is to walk the way of life, the inward way, and the other is the way of knowledge.
然后当神说那个园中所有都可以吃，但是那个分别善恶树你不可以吃啊。
When the Lord said you shall not eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
也就是说，他让亚当夏娃知道说，我还是一个权柄的神啊，有权柄的神。
He wants Adam and Eve to know that I have authority.
我说可以才可以，我说这个不可以的话不行的。
If I say you can eat it, you can eat it. If I say you can't eat it, then you can't.
所以当一个人，或者说如果我们的始祖愿意听主的话，顺服下来的话，吃那个生命树，那个是走一条顺服的路。
If our ancestors would submit themselves to eat of the tree of life, then that is to walk in the way of life.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们可以看见撒旦在做什么东西。
So what do we see Satan doing?
撒旦就是叫我们人呢走到错的路上面。
Satan leads us to the wrong way.
对，神叫我们走生命的路，他就硬要把亚当夏娃带到那个知识的路。
God wants Adam and Eve to walk on the way of life, but He wants Adam and Eve. He leads them to walk in the way of knowledge.
神要他们走那个顺服的路。
God wants them to walk in the way of submission.
撒旦就说。神说的一定就对吗？他意思就是说神一定是对的吗？
Said,
你一定要听他的吗？
Satan said that, you know, did God really say that? Do you really have to listen to him? Is he right?
当撒旦做这个破坏神工作的时候，就是把人引到那个错误的路上。
When he tried to destroy God's work, then he is leading men to the wrong way.
所以弟兄姊妹，这个事情其实在我们可以看到创世纪啊，这些启示录，还有整个圣经呢，其实就在引导我们要走对的路。
From Genesis and also Revelation, it's leading us to walk in the right way.
所以我上次不是提到那个，我借用孙弟兄那个水变成酒的神迹，我上次提到这件事。
I used the sign of the water to turning water into wine by Brother Sun.
对，他借用这个神迹来做一个属灵的运用，讲到说我们属灵的。信主的生命是一个本质上的改变。
That when we believe in the Lord, the nature of our life is changed.
其实他那次信息最开头的时候给我印象其实最深。
In the beginning of the message, it left a deep impression in me.
他是说哈，约翰福音或者说福音书里面的那个神迹呢，其实原文的字就是一个 sign， 就是一个标志的意思。
The miracles that are in the Gospels is It meant sign in the original text.
就是我们在走路的时候，那个指路标有没有？这边是 Roseville， 那边是什么 Bloomington？ 那个指路标往哪里去
？All the signs that you see on your way are all to point you where to go.
所以他是借用这个意思呢， 讲到说，哦，原来约翰呢选择这些神迹呢是给我们做指路标用的。
He used this to express that John used all these miracles, it is to give us sign.
对，所以如果，所以弟兄姊妹，如果我们对那个最后的目的呢，目前还看不是很清楚，不太晓得在哪里。
If we're unclear of the goal, the destination.
可是呢，如果我们看得到那个指路标的话呢，我们就可以有一个蛮清楚的确据呢，我们走的路是对的。
But if we can see all the signs on the road, then we can be sure that we are walking on the right path.
对不对？就如果这个借着要往那西雅图，他看见那个指路标是土西雅图，土西土，这个到西雅图的话，不是看到 Houston 的话。
If Jed is going to Seattle, then if he see the road signs is all saying Seattle, Seattle, then he knows he's not going to Texas.
对，如果他看到是 to Seattle 的话，他就觉得，哎呀，这个我很确定，虽然我还很远，但我知道我现在走的路是对的。
Even though he's very far from Seattle, but when he sees the signs for Seattle, then he is sure that he is on the right path there.
所以我们弟兄借着这些的神迹呢，他说，如果我们知道我们的生命是一个改变的生命。
He uses signs to say, share that if we see this, then if we see our lives changing.
对，然后这是一个信靠主的生命。
It's a life that is trusting God.
然后这是一个行走有力的生命。
This is a life that has strength as he walks.
这是有一个丰富那个五饼二鱼那个丰富的供应饱足的生命。
It's a life that is abundant and it's well supplied, just like the two fish and five loaves.
对，所以如果我们有这些的经历的话呢，我们就知道说，哦，我现在走的路应该不会差太远。
If we have all these experiences, then we know that the way that we are walking on is not far from that way.
对，我是走在对的路上。
That we are walking on the right way.
那个有一位弟兄叫石百克弟兄
Brother Sparks
对，就我有时候读他的书啊，这个我只有两个词或者英文是两个字来形容他的交通。
There are two words to describe his sharing.
属天跟属灵
Heavenly and spiritual.
对，就我每次看他信息啊，就是哇，就是都是天上，好属天，好属灵。
When I read his messages, it's all heavenly and very spiritual.
然后最近试着看他一本跟十字架有关的书。
I tried to read his book of when he shared about the cross.
对，好像啃那个干面包，哇，好难啃。
It's like chewing dry bread.
对，我预备，我等一下，之后有个那个，我要 travel， 我可能带着。再继续啃啃看。
I'm going to travel after this, so I'm going to bring it along and try to read it.
其实啊，我们弟兄有他这个非常透彻的属灵的看见。
He has a very thorough seeing spiritually.
所以他把神永远的旨意呢看得很透彻。
He has seen it through God's eternal purpose.
所以有时候他在运用这个圣经上的一些图画的时候，他都是根据他的看见呢来。运用这些他的圣经上面的那个解释。
When he uses these pictures in the Bible, he uses it through from his own seeing.
不过这边啊，对，至少对我来讲，我觉得如果只看他的信息的话，我会觉得会蛮灰心的。
But if I only read his messages, then I would have been.
我要怎么样
？Discouraged.
Yeah.哎，我要怎么样达到这种属天属灵的境界
？How can I ever reach this heavenly and spiritual position？
所以哈，尼拓真弟兄有一个很好的优点。
Our brother Nee has a strength。
对，所以他能够把这些的属灵的看见呢，然后带进弟兄姊妹，叫弟兄姊妹能够有一个实行的路。
He can bring these.Things that are spiritual and lead brothers and sisters to walk in their reality.
他能够把弟兄姊妹虽然有个很荣耀的目的，这是很好，没有错。
It's a glorious purpose. It's good. It's right.
但现在我们需要有弟兄的帮助呢，能够指出一个方式呢，叫我们能够带进，把我们带到那个目的。
But we need help and to walk in this to bring us into this purpose.
所以我发现弟兄他。 比如说他以前曾经提过一件事情。
Brother Nee has mentioned one thing.
他说啊，我实在他说他了，他说他有个雄心壮志呢，想要写一本那个解经大全，就是把圣经上所有的那个书卷呢、啊，都做一次很透彻的解释。
He really wanted to write a set of commentaries on the Bible.
Yeah, commentary. 所以我有时候想象他怎么读圣经哈。
Sometimes I imagine how he read the Bible.
我想象说他每次读的时候，哎呀，这句又亮起来了。
Oh, and he's reading all this that's lighten up again.
然后读下一句，哇，就整个圣经就通了。
And next line, and you know it's opened up to him again.
对，所以他可以在圣经里面，他每段话呢，他都可以做一些很深刻的注解，我觉得他完全可以做得到。
I'm sure he can do a lot of explanation on all the verses.
但是他说啊，他说我发现呢，神不是要我做这个。
But he said, I realized that God didn't want me to do this.
他说我的托付呢，是在让教会里面有一个生命的建造。
My charge is to to build up the life in the church.
让弟兄姊妹有一个方式，有一个路哈。真的能够把这个生命能够成熟建立起来，这是他的托付。
That brothers and sisters will have a way to build up this life, and this was his charge.
So, 不过啊，我前天还真跟某些弟兄姊妹谈了这个事情。
I was still sharing with brothers and sisters a couple days ago.
啊，就是有些对我们来讲是年长的弟兄。
Some are elderly brothers.
以前在跟尼弟兄聚会的时候，他们都是年轻的弟兄。
When they were gathering with Brother Nee, they were all young brothers in the Lord.
当他们在很多年之后呢，谈到他们当初在那段时间的学习。
Many years later, when they share about their learning before the Lord during that period of time.
他们老是提到的是另外一个姊妹叫汪佩珍姊妹。
They oftentimes mention the sister Wang Pei Zhen.
对，有时候因为他们有时候偶尔听到尼弟兄讲道。
Sometimes they would be able to listen to Brother Nee preach.
然后平常的生活要跟尼弟兄讲话根本是很难的，他太忙了。
And Brother Nee was very busy, and they couldn't reach him on a daily basis.
所以他们常常跟一个姊妹汪佩珍姊妹常常跟他交通。
So they oftentimes have fellowship with Wang Pei Zhen.
然后汪佩珍姊妹可以把那个尼弟兄的那个道理啊，或者尼弟兄的那个交通啊，他的讲道或者他的启示。
And our sister was able to share was able to
我没有讲完哈，他可以把那个尼弟兄的那个启示跟这个交通呢，转变帮助这些弟兄姊妹在生活上面能够进去，能够经历。
And our sister was able to turn the sharing of our brother, the fellowship of our brother, into experiences and the reality to share with brothers and sisters.
所以你发现这个尼弟兄可能把这个教会的这个路呢，或者这些大原则呢，把它讲出来了。
Brother Nee has shared this principle of the body of Christ.
然后我们这些在下面的小弟兄小姊妹呢，哎呀，还是有点听不太懂。
And younger brothers and sisters couldn't understand.
哎，在这时候就有姊妹呢，能够关心他们的生活，把他们带上这条路去成长。
And our sister cared about them and brought them to walk in this way and to have them that they were able to grow.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们最近听江弟兄讲属灵的操练。
Brothers and sisters, we listened to Brother Kong's message about spiritual exercise.
对，如果听他最近讲的那次的话，他提到说，神的目的是把我们磨成基督的形象。
Very recently, he shared about us that God's purpose is to mold us into the likeness of Christ.
哇，有时候这个词我们实在用得太随便了。
We are not very careful using this term.
磨成神儿子的形象，好像讲讲都大家都变成基督的形象。
To mold it into the likeness of Christ as if we are all turning to the likeness of Christ.
没有这个目标其实很不容易的，我们这种人可以变成像主很不容易的。
This goal is not easy for us such people to be like Christ.
所以当把这个目标好，这个目的呢摆在我们面前的时候， OK， 这个方向是对的，我愿意被磨成神儿子的形象。
We put this goal before us, and indeed we are willing to be molded into the likeness of Christ.
但是要怎么样能够成为被磨成神儿子的形象？
How are we able to be molded into the likeness of the Son of God?
所以就是2008年开始的时候。
So in the beginning of 2008,
我想江弟兄那时候就在思想这件事情。
Brother Kong was thinking about this thing.
啊，我们讲这么多，哎呀，这么。 这么高深、这么荣耀的旨意的时候，为什么弟兄姊妹活出来的根本配不上？
We have shared a lot about this glorious purpose and how come we couldn't live out this way.
他就在主面前真的是拼，就好好的去寻求，结果主给他一条路。
And he seek earnestly before the Lord, and the Lord show him a way.
这个路就是要弟兄姊妹呢回到最基本的属灵的操练。
The brothers and sisters will return to the very basic spiritual exercise.
对，在我们这个灵里面呢，有一些感觉，知道主怎么跟我们开始知道主怎么对我们说话。
That in our spiritually we have the sense that how the Lord speaks to us.
然后主怎么样给我们一个平安或是不平安的感觉。
How the Lord gives us a peace in our heart or without a peace in our heart.
然后这是一个，他就介绍这是一条路呢，我们可以达到神的目的。
Then he shared with us that that is a way that we can reach the goal of God.
其实这就是一条里面的路，这是一条生命的路。
This is an inward way, a way of life.
所以我在三四年前
About 3-4 years ago
对，有一次我随便在网上浏览的时候，哎呀，我说江弟兄怎么交通这个题目交通了24堂。
I was surfing the net and I was like, well, Brother Kong has shared on this topic for 24 times.
Yeah. 然后 24 sessions. 所以我想说这个可能很重要，因为他讲那么多次。
And I thought it's very important because he shared 24 sessions just on this topic.
那刚好我在那个时候呢，我已经苦苦思索了一两年一件事情。
And I have been wondering for about 2 years on a certain thing.
要怎么样，包含我自己呢？要怎么样与弟兄姊妹一同被带到碰到主，真的是接触到主。
That including myself, how are we to bring brothers and sisters to truly touch and meet the Lord?
所以当我把他的信息的第一堂开始听的时候
So I begin to listen to the first session
对，还没听完，我才听了前面三五分钟。
I was just listening to that 3 to 5 minutes
我们弟兄还没进到正题啊。
Our brother hasn't entered into the topic
所以突然主就开我心中的眼睛。
The Lord opened up my inner eyes
他说你最近苦苦思索的这些问题呢，答案呢就是要学习属灵的操练。
And he gave me that your answer to all your seeking that you have to learn spiritual exercise.
所以我之后啊，我想也在安主的鞭策之下呢，就开始归零好好学。
And under our brothers.
没关系 ，OK.
Okay. Well, I started to really learn, start to learn this.
对，我以前如果有一些。信息或者查经的交通呢 我其实也很认真准备
I'm, whether it's Bible study or the messages I was very serious when preparing
但是我总是有个倾向要把这个圣经讲得很有条有理讲得很清楚
But I have the inclination to speak really clearly on the Bible
然后里面那个圣经的内容我到底有没有负担好有时候不是我看重
But do I really have the burden of the message that was in the Bible that was something that I didn't really put emphasis on?
我就开始从零学吧。
And I started to go back to zero.
对，不管了，我就不要讲那么有次序了，也不是乱讲 ，OK， 就是照着主给我的一些感觉呢，我试着从当中找到一些信息。
So I try not to be systematical, and I try to look for the Lord's burden in my heart.
然后讲什么事情呢？我先double check， 不是 double check， 就 check 我自己呢，我有没有经历过这个事情
？And when I was going to share on something, I kind of check with myself if I have experienced this thing.
那今天弟兄姊妹到底需不需要，然后知道这些信息
？Do brothers and sisters really need these messages today？
啊，就学吧。
And I start to learn.
有时候又跑回来了。
And sometimes I go back the old way.
有时候再归零再学。
And I go back to zero and learn again.
所以这个路有时候跟我们这个天性不太一样。
This way is very sometimes different from our nature.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是一条路呢，能够叫我们达到神的目的。
Brothers and sisters, this is a way that we can reach the purpose of God.
那个，我们再念一处圣经，是约书亚记第一章。
Joshua chapter 1.
约书亚记第一章二到四。
Chapter 1 verse 2 to 4.
约书亚记第一章的二到四，我的仆人摩西死了，现在你要起来和众百姓过这约旦河，往我所要赐给以色列人的地去，凡你们脚掌所踏之地，我都照着我所应许摩西的话赐给你们了。就二跟三。
Verses 2 and 3, Moses my servant is dead. Now therefore, arise, go over this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, the children of Israel. Every place that the sole of your foot would tread upon, I have given you, as I said to Moses.
所以弟兄姊妹，这边是一个图画。
Brothers and sisters, this is a picture.
也就是说，约书亚带着以色列人呢，进到神所应许的迦南美地。
When Joshua brought the Israelites into the land of Canaan, the promised land.
对，那个时候其实他们还没有physically 还没有真的占据，因为里面还有很多的外面的民族。
Physically, they have not gained the land.
可但是神已经应许说这块牛奶与蜜这个佳美之地呢要给你们了。
But the Lord has promised them this land of milk and honey. It's been promised to you.
所以这边有个图画，就是这些以色列人呢，必须要一步一脚印的那个脚掌要踩过的地方呢，神说这是你的。
But here is a picture that the Israelites that every step by step, where your sole, the sole of your feet tread upon, it's yours.
这个原则就是说，当我们在学习里面的路，学习走顺服的路的时候，必须一步一脚印，真的走过去，走过的。
This is to say that when we are learning the basic lessons, we have to go step by step.All the way.
所以这个没有什么捷径。
And there is no shortcut.
我们每一个事情有学过就是有学过，没有学过就是没有。
For a thing, if we learn, we have learned it, we have learned it. If we have not, then we have not.
所以当我这次在去思想那个尼希兄那套的初信造就或者信徒造就。
Brother Nee has a set of, it's called a basic lesson.
我觉得这是给我一个比较新的感觉，就它的意义啊，给我新的感觉。
The
它的
meaning, per
呀， yeah, 它的功用。
The function of it, it has given me new meaning.
就是说这个信徒造就，好像可以把人呢，用一些比较实行的方式呢，带进走这条路。
This set of basic lessons, it's able to give us some very practical ways of to reach to walk this way.
对，过去我的观念就是说，哦，这些信主的弟兄姊妹，刚开始就应该有一些重要的这些事情呢，需要开始去操练，这是我的认知。
In the past, I feel that you know this is for brothers and sisters who just believe and they need all these lessons so they can walk.
但我发现尼弟兄这个东西为什么这么多人受到帮助，包含我在内，因为他提供了一条路呢，叫我们能够开始走上主的路。
But a lot of people have benefited from these basic lessons is because it helps us to walk on the Lord's way.
所以弟兄姊妹，盼望我们好像能够不管是补课，或是说重新再回到主的面前学习的话，我想这是好的。
Whether we are taking remedial lessons or we are learning again before the Lord, this is good.
我举个例子。
I will give an example.
比如说对聚会的准备跟对聚会的态度
or your preparation for the meeting or your attitude toward the meeting.
有时候我们提到有时候我们听弟兄姊妹说，哎呀，这个聚会都没有爱。
And sometimes we hear brothers and sisters say, oh, there's no love in the meeting.
对，你看那个弟兄都不爱那个弟兄这样。
This brother doesn't love that brother.
其实你知道他要说什么，就是没有人关心我，他其实想说的是这个。
What he wants to say is that nobody cares about me.
所以这个是什么呢？这个路呢是走这个不是十字架的路，这个是己的路。
It's not a way of the cross, but a way of self.
应该说不舍己的路。
Or a way that's not denying yourself.
对。然后，但是我上次那个传玉弟兄来，对不对
？Brother Chang was here.
他后来稍微提了一下，他说有个事情他想讲，但是没时间讲。
He has something that he wanted to speak about, but he didn't have the time.
我赶快帮他讲一讲，现在。
I will tell you.
他说啊。他说我们对聚会的态度也是一种扎根的生活。
Our attitude toward the meetings is also a way of rooting, taking root.
他说有的弟兄 有, 有一种很好的态度。
Some brothers have very good attitude.
他说啊，一个聚会不行呢，或者机会不好呢，是我的责任。
Whether or not a meeting is good, it's my responsibility.
不是那个讲道的弟兄，不是那个讲道的弟兄。
It's not the one who speaks.
但讲道弟兄有责任 ，OK。
Of course, they have responsibility.
但他态度就是说，啊，今天波饼聚会不行，今天波饼聚会很沉闷，或是某个茶经聚会好像没什么供应，我觉得我有责任。
But his attitude was that if the Brigham and Brett meeting is not very good or the Bible study, then I have the responsibility.
也许，对不对？他也许只能够祷告一次，也许他在不那个交通聚会里面也不能够讲太多话，但他总是有感觉说这个是我有责任。
Maybe he can only pray once or he doesn't have much sharing, but he felt that it is his responsibility.
所以弟兄姊妹，你就发现这个人呢？他就不是一个态度说哦，这个聚会对我有没有帮助？他不是这样想。
So this person, he doesn't think that is this meeting helpful for me.
他想要说，这个聚会我到底要怎么祷告，或要怎么样扶持，然后让我们众人呢，一同的在当中得益处。
What he thinks about is how can I pray and how can I support this meeting that everyone gains from it.
你发现他舍己了。
You see that he has denied himself.
然后开始在主面前寻求走。里面路要怎么走
？And he has been seeking before the Lord how to walk the inward way.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是一个简单的小例子。我们老是在聚会。
And this is a very simple example. We are meeting here.
但是我们有枉费了多少时间？我们根本没有在聚会这个事情上面真的有扎根啊。
But how much time have we wasted away that we have not rooted in this matter?
我在比较年轻的时候。
When I was younger.
我记得有一阵子。我也不知道多久，反正至少一年以上。
There was a time period about a year.
你知道吗？我从礼拜一就开始预备波饼聚会。
I start to prepare for the breaking of bread meeting from Monday.
对，我就在想主啊，这个礼拜天要唱什么诗歌呢？
I asked the Lord what hymns to sing on Sunday.
那我要怎么感谢你呢？
How should I thank you?
然后我这边有错误的范例哈，我还把那个祷告都写下来。
And this is a bad example. I wrote down my prayer.
但是我的心其实是好的。
But my heart was right.
就说我来到这聚会当中，我要怎么谢谢主？我要谢谢主哪一方面？我什么样的诗歌？我礼拜周一到周六我自己就得到帮助。
When I come to the meeting, how do I thank the Lord? And doing this from Monday and Saturday, it really helped me.
所以当那个信徒照就讲到祷告，我换了一个题目，祷告。
And the basic lessons when it's speaking about prayer.
对，他说这个义人所发的祷告是大有功效。
The prayer of a righteous man is powerful.
对，我们常常应该很惭愧，就是到底有多少。祷告，我到底有没有在祷告？然后多少祷告主答应也听了。
That how much do I pray and how much did the Lord answer my prayer?
所以弟兄姊妹，有一些很基本的东西，我们以为是知道的。
And some basic things we feel we know.
但是我们似乎还没有脚掌真的是去踩踏过。
But we have not stepped on it with the sole of our feet.
所以我们必须真的去踩过。我们发现我们才是走在主带领我们走的路上。
We have to truly step on it, then we can really know that we are on the way that the Lord is leading us.
我想就是一些简单的交通。
Some very simple sharing.
我们应该有个心愿哈。
That we have this desire.
就是说主量给我们整个在地上的这条路。
The Lord has measured out our life on this earth.
保守我们能够忠心的走完。
That He will.Keep us to walk faithfully and finish this road.
一步一步的主量给我们的功课呢，我们尽可能多多的学到。
Every step of the way, every lesson that the Lord has measured out for us, that we do our best to learn it.
也许到了末了，我们可以跟保罗有个感觉说，当跑的路我已经跑尽了。
Maybe in the end, we can speak like Paul did that we have finished the race.
跑尽了，这实在是。非常美好的这个一个结尾。
That he has run the race, that it is such a beautiful ending.
我们有点祷告。
Let us have a word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们实在谢谢你。
Lord Jesus, we really thank you.
主啊，你为我们铺成这个前面的道路。
Lord, you have laid out the path for us.
你何等热切在那引导我们。
How you lead us along this way.
主啊，我们常常偏行己路。
Lord, we go astray and walk our own way.
主啊，愿主常常的把我们引导回到你的正路上。
Lord, that you will lead us back into your path.
不让我们一生是白白的废掉。
That we do not waste our life away.
主啊，愿你恩待我们。
Lord, that you have mercy on us.
谢谢主，祷告父是奉主耶稣基督的名。
Thank you, Lord, in your precious name we pray.
Amen.
Amen.
时间到这里。